Hello? Guys?
Where the heck am I?
Little did Matt know, heck was an accurate location.
What did you say?
Matthew Elizabeth Wood, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, the devil. That's not surprising.
Act brave now, but I'm gonna tell you what's in store for you down here in good ol' heck. First off, every day for breakfast is sausage and biscuits.
That actually sounds pretty good.
But every day for eternity?
I like a good routine.
Second is constant karaoke on the bar level of your apartment. Always blasting, always loud, you'll never sleep.
Infinite karaoke and my own apartment? Wait, what about this is bad?
Mad Cat's controllers for every console.
I can manage.
Menthol only cigarettes, slightly above minimum state pricing.
We can have cigarettes?
Only Nicholas Sparks movies.
The Notebook! Guilty pleasure.
Eternal, constant torture. Actually, I'm required to tell you torture is only 18 hours a day. OSHA regulations and all that.
Oh no, totally cool. Does any of it involve a mandatory desk or tie?
No.
Heck yeah, I'm sold. Heck sounds pretty great.
Hold on there, Matt. Satan here's the old king of tricks.
Chester, my old nemesis.
Hi, Satan. I see you've been working on your tan. It's an honest bronze.
Oh, well, you know, wait a minute. Are you flattering me for this man's departed soul?
Actually, I'm not dead. I just kind of wandered down here after my car broke down.
See? He isn't even dead! Come on, Matt, I'm getting you out of here!
What if I don't want to go? I mean, heck sounds better than back home. Not any worse, anyway.
But, Matt, what about the Justice Geeks? Those guys are worried sick! And your fans! Everyone loves you as much as the old beef American Frank inside the golden breading of a corn dog! Don't you want to go back to all those people that care about you?
Well, you got HBO down here?
No, just Showtime.
All right, Chester, let's get out of here.
Ah, you got it, big guy.
No, he belongs to me.
And so Chester and Satan became locked in a heated battle for Matthew's not-so-departed soul. Things seemed grim until...
Take this! Spicy Dijon Mustard Attack!
No! My eyes!
Let's go, Matt! I'm corn-dogging us on out of here!
All right. Wait, what are you, what are you... Oh God!
And so ends the tale of how Chester went to heck to save Matthew Elizabeth Wood. The end.
What's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've fallen off a table into episode 172 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Luckily, you were empty whilst you did it. You just didn't know you were. Well, are you mad still? Maybe. Just a little bit. Some of you have been kind of irate at me the past week. Some of you have been really sad. But ultimately, it's nice to know that you folks are listening. So thanks for doing that. We hope you're also going and checking out our friends at Loot Crate. It's like the end, but at the beginning. Go sign up for Loot Crate. LootCrate.com/JustUsGeeks. Get a free $3 off your first month of awesomeness. Joining me for episode 172 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Hello, Josh.
That was weird.
How are you?
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. How are you?
Hello!
Pretty good. All right. Certainly not last or least this week is one James Stratton.
Hey, I'm not last anymore, guys.
Yeah. Get back in your corner, James.
No, into the last corner.
Come on.
Even more last on our episode we did with I Heard That Was Good.
We held you off. We were like, I know that
you introduced everybody else. You introduced Tim and Carson before me.
I kind of felt like I had to.
Why is it that I'm always last?
You're not this week.
We go in order around the table.
Technically, I'm last.
Well, we go in the order around the table. That's the secret.
Because, you know, the other guy is, you know.
He was until old Chester the corn dog retrieved him from a fiery doom. Welcome back to the land of the living, Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
I have returned.
You sound better than
Do
you
I
did
sound better?
The last time we spoke.
A lot's happened since the last time we spoke.
Yeah, that's what
spoked.
I heard. We spoke. since we spoked, that sounds like corn dogging. Yeah, that's just a horrible thing.
He did get spoked once or twice.
You were wandering out there in the woods.
I don't know if he was there long enough.
It was scary.
Yeah, how was it?
You guys are terrible.
So thanks for hanging out with us for episode 172. Thanks for hanging out with us over the last week. You guys are awesome, and thanks for listening to the show. It's good stuff. All right, so this week we're gonna do another. We're gonna do kind of another amended episode of the show. We got some stuff to do. We got to get our stuff together, as I like to say every now and then.
Our collective stuff.
Before we get to talking about San Diego Comic-Con, and James has some movie news for the end of the show, I thought we should address Karaoke War 3015 Thunderdome Edition. As 'twas addressed on the last episode of I Heard That Was Good. And since Matt has returned from the grave and was our ghetto superstar.
What?
I was just thinking of song names.
Ghetto superstar.
Touching you.
Guys, you're touching you.
But to be fair.
We're just as good as Tim Murphy.
To be fair.
I believe in a thing called love.
We're living in a rhythm of my heart. I'll be back into the song of town.
Apparently this song won.
No.
Okay, see, Logan and I had this discussion.
Well, yeah, we did. Okay. I didn't see it, so I don't know.
See, it doesn't count because you weren't in there. I mean, okay. it does count. Logan, what did we say? We said that we won.
We won.
Clearly we won.
Obviously. But we do have to give Tim Murphy.
Tim Murphy. Actual Tim.
Actual Tim.
Tim Murphy's bro.
We got to give him the
MVP. He gets the MVP. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, for that.
Because
for sure.
I think... He even admits on their show that, like, he was utterly scared when you guys got up to do Duke
really?
Queen. Yes.
Really? He was like, no, I didn't realize how powerful Matt was.
He did a fantastic
David Bowie. He was like, well, I had to put up with the most
he
singing.
He was fine.
More country.
I had to part with the most singing, And but I mean, like, you were like, you want to be Bowie or, you want to be Freddie Mercury?
Gave him choice.
I gave him the choice. I was like, what do you want to do? He was like, I don't care.
I have heard you do both parts. You would have been just as awesome
in both parts.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. At least Tim sort of admitted defeat towards the end of their conversation. I mean, like, it took him a while to get there. He initially said that it was a split decision.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Between me and him? It was a group effort. It was we.
Yeah, no. It was you.
It was all you, baby.
Yeah. We brought those people to their feet.
We
in
did.
That bar. We took a dead bar and we made it.
As a group, we did that.
We
for
made
sure.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. You yeah. carried their love with you.
We brought
to
the party.
Rocktown.
We brought the party and we rocked it.
Yeah. So you definitely, I mean, like, you know, Tim was all about battle rounds.
Battle rounds.
And so,
wagging his finger.
He did.
Yeah, Matt the, did
Matt,
wag
you wagged your finger.
I did.
You,
I did wag
you can hear me on the Periscope or somebody on the Periscope saying, he wagged his finger. It's great. Matt, you.
Zoop bop doop bop wagged his finger.
No, you can't do that anymore.
As we said, he's completely off limits.
That character is eradicated from pop culture.
Done.
Yeah, we don't want to know what you've done with those pop. So
Dunzo.
You know, I mean, so Matt, you clearly won. Terrible. You clearly won.
They're saying that I forfeited. Well, you know, I figured just 3-on-3 was fairly even. And plus,
it was 3-on-2.
Yeah, sort of. Well, I mean, no, it was really 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Carson drugged someone else into it. It's not our fault.
Else into it.
He drove the worst person on earth.
And, who was terrible?
Also,
Love Shack. I'm not saying Carson was terrible. I'm just saying the Love Shack chick.
Love Shack is what lost it for them.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, I mean,
she was like, oh yeah, I know it. Then she got up there and was like, I don't know.
Carson couldn't.
And then afterwards, she's like,
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Then why did you get up there with me and sing it?
I love it.
Carson just punched her in the face.
So, okay. So,
should have.
They said that. They admitted that we won the round with you and Murphy.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Carson then goes on to say that what was that you and him just got up there and sang?
Well, it was
Don't Stop Believing.
It was Don't Stop Believing.
It started playing, and
they called Sally.
Yeah. Sally,
Susie. Who I agree with Tim Susie saying that he thinks it was just a made up person because she wanted wanted to sing the song.
That's true.
Susie,
yeah.
Susie never showed up, and
so you're like, let's do it.
We both go up there. And we're
I was gonna go with you, but he was like, I'm going.
So we did it, and it was fine, you know.
But he claims that was a split decision. I don't believe that is the case.
I don't know. I was in the moment. I don't feel like
he
stole
your guitar. So air guitar does not win the karaoke competition.
It doesn't. I don't feel like I can judge because I was in it. And
we can judge because we were watching.
Yeah. And we've got 3 judges to their 1 judge. Yeah.
And,
so.
And we would have had more video approval, like video proof, if there hadn't been some a-hole like making out with this woman on a table right by us.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so Logan
just
does.
Added to the fun.
Well, I was hoping that they were going to still be there when I did Britney Spears, but they left. But like, you know, Logan's up there rocking some Rick Astley, and they're like, right in the way
of
the camera.
Which was fantastic. I got to give it up for Logan.
Yeah, Logan did do a great Rick
Carson
Astley.
Says
great
that song. He ended up stealing Logan's victory over that.
And I was like, how? No.
No.
What happened there?
Well, Carson didn't get a high five from a random bar patron after the song. I'm sorry. Yeah. So that automatically gives it to me.
That's an automatic Logan win. Yeah. Plus, Logan was the one singing the song.
And
Carson didn't sing the
song. 2 seconds of wiggling does not get you anywhere.
He's like, ooh, I know the Rick Astley dance. I'm like, so? 1,000 people know the Rick Astley dance. Doesn't mean that they won.
No, it doesn't.
Logan sang the song. Logan was up there dancing his little butt off.
And singing it, man.
Won.
Yeah.
Logan won.
You can sing really well.
Yeah, Logan had a really good voice. You rocked it. And see, I didn't know that. On Periscope, it was great because all the people that were like popped up because it was, I think we put karaoke to the death or something. We had a lot of viewers watch Periscope as it was happening.
They were waiting for it.
They were, and they all were like, that stage presence though. I mean, not only did you rock it vocally, but your stage presence was flipping awesome. So it was. And like, you just turned it on. It wasn't like,
and you
I
know,
have to prepare. It was like, boom, let's go.
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. We started way earlier than I had anticipated. I had had half a beer before they called our name.
Yeah.
So that was completely,
that was on, just so
that was
rich
all me
right there.
Yeah. That was all me.
Yeah. And it was great. And so Logan, you did Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yep, I rickrolled thousands of people on Periscope.
Thousands.
In the bar, thousands. The bar enjoyed it.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody loved it. It was good.
I was definitely our weakest performance, and it was still better than Love Shack.
Yeah, I think my gorilla song was pretty terrible.
Yeah, and they were dissing your gorilla song on the show. They're like, oh, you don't sing that at karaoke. Well, I mean, when you have the entire world.
You had already won enough for everyone.
You can do whatever you want.
I could have picked a better song.
They
were right on that. They were right on that.
You could have,
but you didn't need to. You had already won, Matt.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they did well. I mean, and I really think Murphy was awesome.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed myself.
I mean, I'm really glad we got to go do it. Like, I want to go karaoke with them again.
Absolutely.
In not a place that is redneck hole town.
See, whatever the place is, we can turn it around.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We walked up and Ian was like, I don't think this bar is what you guys think this bar is.
The greatest thing at the end of the Periscope video is you can hear Ian say,
like, this bar is 100% better.
This place has never been cooler than it is right now, or something like that. And that's true because, like, you know, they're singing, he and Murphy are singing, and the whole place is singing.
It's just yelling it with you.
And it's awesome. Like, we really turned that place around.
It was a good time. It was a good time.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a great time that we won. I mean, right. Very clearly.
It's a clear victory for the Just Us Geeks.
I mean, I'm fine with doing it again, but...
They want the rematch edition.
Yeah, and it's the rematch edition.
We could totally do hot and fresh out the...
We could totally do a rematch.
Yeah. I'll actually sing.
Well, but see, here's my thing. I don't even think, like, you really didn't have to sing.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't really have to.
No, but...
We didn't want to shoot him with two guns.
Yeah. I mean, Matt had already killed him.
Well, by the time...
A double tap to the head was not necessary.
Well, by the time that I got up to do Britney Spears, I was like, I don't even have to do this, but I know that I felt so horrible, but and Murphy said it on their show. He was like,
you worked for like 12 hours. Yeah,
nobody really wanted to do it.
We were inside finishing up the files, sending them out to you. Me and Murphy were talking, and we were just like, God, I really don't want to go do this.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, and that was my thought.
I don't want to go.
My thought was,
we have to do this.
Because I said, I was like, I'm doing one song and we're out of here.
Yeah.
And
it took us forever to get everyone to do one song.
Well, which was fine because... you know, like, it was a fun experience, and I'm glad.
Had a great time.
I'm glad Ian came out and some other folks that we know came out.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
I was hanging out with Ian.
Yeah, man.
We'll save that for after the show.
Got you sent to heck, buddy. It's fine. But,
straight to heck.
It was an adventure. I will tell you that.
But we won. I mean, pretty
clearly.
Logan, then you,
and I won't even take credit for it because I'm like, oh, James can't say that we won because he didn't even compete. You guys,
which
won.
Sucks because you're the best singer out of all of us, and you didn't sing.
Well, yeah,
like I said, we didn't need to double tap him in the head. It was one and done. Matt did it for us.
As
Matt stood up and sang, I was like, well, we're done. We won.
Yeah, because he was like all around the bar and getting all these folks into it. And here's what I'm going to say that we won. Murphy and I agreed at the very beginning, before you guys even got up, that whoever wins is the people who got that table behind you guys on the other side of us, if you remember who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Up and into it. It's all you,
Matt,
baby.
Yeah. Did that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Logan got a high five.
High five from that table.
Yeah, not vocally. Not twerking it. Rick Astley twerking.
And it was a legit high five, not a Jimmy Fallon.
Honestly.
Imaginary high five.
Yeah.
Dude was like, all right.
Yeah, honestly though,
McConaughey,
all right.
But I didn't have a strong song by myself. Like,
so what?
I did.
Huh. You had already sang three amazing songs. They said that, like, oh, Matt counts towards us because we sang more duets.
Yeah, they were trying to claim you.
Matt counts towards us.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Matt's now on. I heard that was a good thing. Did you not listen to their show?
No, he doesn't listen to them.
Yes, I did.
They were saying that they were claiming you for their team.
Yeah, James, he's been in heck for a while. But you weren't on their team. Not at all. So.
No, sir. You were stomping them into the ground.
They were like, well, nobody wanted to sing there with Matt, so we did it. And I was like, Matt never asked any of us to sing time. With it.
You were the karaoke assassin. You infiltrated their songs, murdered them, and stole them.
So much so that, like, you messed with Carson's mind so much that he picked a random woman that had never heard of Love Shack.
Yeah.
And
why didn't they do Love Shack together?
I don't know.
He should have done a solo song like Rock Lobster or something.
Yes. Well, and, you know, he wanted to do Ice Ice Baby and something.
Literally right before him,
which is hilarious.
And then I saw that. I was like, somebody did Ice Ice Baby. We have to do Under Pressure.
I would like to do a duet with Carson of Shaggy's It Wasn't Me, because I think he could do the Shaggy rap part really well.
He'd just take credit and went for the win.
I know, yeah. I'd sing for like 2 seconds, so it's my song.
Actually, Logan, if you and I had done Endless Love... If we had felt comfortable in doing it in a place where we thought we weren't going to die, we would have totally brought the house down. Because when I started Britney Spears, like when I went up to put my song in, I was like, do you have any Britney Spears? And the woman was like,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you have Baby One More Time? She was like, shut up. I was like, yeah.
It was like they said on their show, it was overwhelming because we could pick anything we wanted.
That was so crazy.
Anything you want, you're like going through your head. Well, what song do I know?
I was going through my phone like,
Yeah, exactly.
I
was going through my phone too, and then I looked at everything on my phone and I was like, nobody knows any of the songs on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is obscure.
I almost made the cardinal mistake of going Eminem. I was like, I'm just gonna have to rap or something. I can't sing in here. I'll do country or something. I don't know what I'm gonna do
I considered Eminem, and I was gonna do a country song.
Just say,
I'm Gary, and you're left with
talking
me.
Talking to Sean Patrick Flannery, you know, you were saying, "Oh, I'm gonna sing a country song."
I was when I got there and just everything, when they were like, well, you can sing whatever you want. And I was
just
like,
went blank.
And yeah. I just went blank.
Yeah. That was weird to me.
Yeah.
I was like Murphy. I was expecting a book to thumb through.
Which is cool, but you have to plan out what you're going to do before you go. Like we didn't know what we were going into. So we didn't know.
Which is funny because they were accusing us of doing that.
Yes.
We didn't know if there was going to be a book or if we could
Josh
do whatever
had
we wanted.
Analysis paralysis for like an hour and a half.
Seriously.
Trying to pick what song he wanted.
And he was going to, like, he had was thinking about doing Britney Spears and ended up doing Rick Astley. And I was just like, fine, I'll just do Baby One More Time because that's all I could think of because that's what he and I have been talking about. Yeah. And then Murphy on their show is like, well, I was going to do Britney Spears too.
I thought about doing Britney Spears.
Well, but you didn't.
See, what got stuck in my head is that somebody said for me to do Coheed.
Yeah.
And that got stuck, and I was like, I'm going to do Coheed. And then I was thinking, well, nobody at this bar is
going to Nobody in this bar is going to care.
Like, the second that I got up there, I was like, I should have done country.
Y'all going, do the Armageddon song, do the Armageddon song. Yeah. And I was like, no, it's got to be Coheed. And I was like, but nobody knows Coheed here.
Yeah.
Yo, when you got up to do Britney Spears, the girl in the pink shirt at the table in front of us freaked out. She started yelling.
Yeah,
she loved it.
I was like, and now it's time for a little Miss Britney Spears. And she went crazy. Somebody in the back was like, what the f-? I heard it loud.
And you were like, it's Britney.
Yeah.
B word.
Donut. But we handily won.
We did.
On one leg, pretty much. I mean, honestly, they played clips of Logan on their show. I didn't know that they were recording us. That's kind of sneaky and dishonest.
Well, I mean, we were
I don't care. My
them.
Voice is beautiful.
Well, I mean, we didn't audio record it.
That's true.
We kind of
going back and listening to it. They were really generous when they were like, "Oh, Matt's vocals were really on point." And I listened to it, and I'm like, "No, I sound like garbage."
No, man.
You were good.
It's the way you came across. Like, seriously, it's time for a career change.
Yeah.
Is professional karaoke
enough
warm-up
is enough,
guy.
And you it's can, time for you a can, change.
You're a karaoke fluffer now, bud.
Yeah,
let's
man,
go.
You can pump that infinite karaoke under your apartment. And
we
heck.
Can do that.
And heck, yeah. That's what it is. It's all you.
Yeah. It's fun. I like doing it.
But,
it's fun.
Logan, you said, like, maybe we get to do some karaoke soon, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Man. There's some karaoke plotting.
So we're gonna get our practice on. With like nobody around, which will be great.
Yep, we can sing whatever we want.
That sounds kind of pointless. You have to have a crowd.
Well, but it's
there'll be a small crowd.
Nah. What are we doing this at?
Maybe.
I'll tell you after the show. We're
Anywho,
about it. We can't give away our secret training.
We're just gonna play Rock Band again.
Yeah, sorry.
Work for me.
Sorry. I'm gonna ruin it for you guys. All right,
we can work on our 3-part harmony.
Yeah. Well,
we did. We almost did that greatest Sandman quartet ever.
Yeah, I know, right?
You gotta play Rock Band at Derek's. It's the ultimate.
I've played Rock Band at Derek's before,
but with me.
Oh, I gotta play with you now.
I sang No Doubt. Like, I've thought of a thousand better songs that I could have done.
Did
besides
he do my version
Rock
of
Band.
Tribute that I told him on Periscope?
What
to do. I said? Do my version of Tribute.
I almost
of
did
tribute.
Almost
did
we tribute.
Do it?
You didn't do it on Periscope.
We may have done it,
but
I don't remember much.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah.
On these
All right,
microphones.
So,
oh,
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anywho, so that was a thing that happened. We handily won. Sorry, guys.
Handily.
That you feel
Your
bad.
But Tim and Carson. This is Matt Wood. I love you. It was a great time.
Oh, it was amazing to
it
meet you guys.
It was an amazing time. We really did have a lot of fun. I had such a good time recording our shows with them.
It was great
that
to meet you.
Yeah. Except for the fact that you know, me and Matt didn't have microphones and just kind of off in the background.
It's fine.
You sounded fine, though.
I didn't have much to say anyway, so it was fine.
Kind of like at our panel.
Kind of like all the time.
The panel was fun. Let's talk about Comic-Con for a minute.
Let's not.
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
I don't know why I went with a gong.
I don't know either.
Which one?
We're going to normal view.
You only had one health, and you used it.
One freaking health.
You used it, and then you went to heck. So the panel was fun. The video is up. You guys were really
48 minutes. Did we really go that long?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
we were. That's what she said.
We were one of the longest panels.
My sword
is hilarious.
Valerian foam.
Your Valerian foam.
Valerian foam.
The hat and the sword are just like friggin' great.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with that hat.
You've lost the hat. Did you lose it in heck?
My sword. I'm not so sure about the hat. It's somewhere.
Did you lose it in
heck?
I
helped you carry all your stuff and you put it in the closet.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's been there ever since.
Yeah.
Because you can't wear that out in public. No,
only at cons.
Yeah.
You can, but it's fine. So,
but we're in Mississippi,
I was with him when he bought it and he went, short ears or long ears?
Long ears.
Going with the long gaze.
So go check out the banner for last week's episode.
You'll see Matt's.
It's fantastic.
See Matt's sweet hat.
You'll see long claw.
There were.
That's the name of the sword.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about?
I
don't know.
There were so many. There were so many really good, frameable moments from the video. I had a really good time, and I think I know there weren't a ton of people there. But I really think that we did a great job.
It's good stuff.
It's not easy to do a panel like that with a collaborative thing with people that you don't get to sit down and go over it with.
And multiple hecklers right at the beginning.
It was my first panel.
And not enough microphones.
Those girls were awesome.
They weren't heckling. They were fun.
They were interactive. They were really interested in what we were talking about.
Maybe.
And they thought I was
Tim and Carson kind of hated on them in
they
the
did.
Episode.
Tim and Carson did.
We were trying to talk about important podcasting things, and these people were making jokes.
Why are you giving them the list, man? Jokes. I've got to go see these people next week.
Why are you going back down there?
I did not see
Carson's housewarming party.
Oh, the thing that we weren't invited to. Yeah, that's right.
I did not. Well, we're not real friends, so it's okay.
We're not real friends.
We're fake podcast.
We're fake podcast.
We love those
guys.
We're
podcasting karaoke.
We're PFs.
Friends. They're still butthurt that we beat them at karaoke.
I can't wait to rub it in their face. Just be like, that was the worst rendition of
whatever you did. I
believe
wasn't
in
even
a thing called
attention.
Love I've ever heard.
Oh,
actually, I kind of want to get Murphy in a studio. I wish Murphy would do a parody of that.
I just want him to do that song so again. I can have that on my MP3 player, just bebopping along with his version of that song.
Well, Murphy does for
I
his,
believe in a thing called love.
Listen to the rhythm of the heart.
For his job, he does parodies.
We discovered this.
Yeah, well he does some parodies and they're actually really funny.
They're really good.
He's a really good parody writer. Maybe in between segments here, we'll throw you in a parody of Sky Mall. He did a parody about Sky Mall, the magazine going away.
That's what you say. It went away
to the tune of Skyfall. It's pretty great.
It's
actually.
Really good.
Doesn't the Chive have that now? The Chive?
I don't know.
The Chivy?
The Chive?
The Chive?
Does anybody know what it's
probably.
About? Okay.
I mean,
is it like onions and chives?
Yeah.
Sour cream?
Yeah. It's chives.
Chives.
Anyway, whatever.
You're talking over there is indignant. I heard that was good.
It's ignorant. Oh, sorry. Oh, look, listen, it's our panel. Yeah, we'll get to that.
It's our segment called That's My Jam.
Yeah. I still don't have a jam. I can't think of one.
Anyway, so Comic-Con was fun. You guys got to meet Sean Patrick Flannery and David DeLaRocco.
Yeah,
he's
a super cool dude.
Trina Nishimura.
Who said derogatory things to us before we went and karaoke.
Yeah.
You guys aren't the Donut Beatles.
And I was like,
that was the best thing anyone ever said to me.
That is a very accurate statement.
I could have gone back up to the room and gone to bed and been fine for the night. Yeah. I was like, David DeLaRocco just insulted me, and I'm okay with
it. And I'm fine with it. There's a ton of people at Comic-Con.
If only karaoke would have been in the bar at the hotel.
I know. If it would have been at the bar at the hotel, he'd have been there with us.
Yeah. Trina, was that her name?
Yeah, Trina.
Super cool.
Yeah,
super
cool. Voice actress from Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan, the English dub.
Yeah, she's the English dub.
She was really cool.
Was there anything besides the folks that stuck out to you guys? I mean,
the cosplayers were really awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cool room I got to sit in for most of the day.
We just locked Logan in a room.
Logan, get out of here.
No,
good night, Logan.
Our lives here at Josh's house. We're locked in the basement. We go to Comic-Con, and Josh locks him in the room.
Here's another room for you to enjoy.
And here's a man with a horse mask. Well,
yeah.
They didn't put anybody to run sound in that room, so I kind of just jumped on it, and I took that bullet. But
You could have
we weren't going
to
do it.
No.
But it was really cool to listen to some of the panels. I mean, a lot of the art panels were really interesting. So
I tell you, like,
yeah, you know, me and Josh walked in on one of those art panels, yeah, and we walked right back out.
He was introducing himself at that time. James, it was a very good panel.
We left immediately after, like, we came in, waved at Logan. Logan was like, hey, guys.
Help me!
We walked out the door, and James said, oh, thank God, almost went to sleep standing up.
That's so mean. The rest of that panel was
boring.
The rest of that panel was very interesting.
Hey, now, guys, took lots of notes.
If I've made some mistakes, you got my number. You call me or email me. I like to learn.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, get us out of here, Josh. Yeah. Get us out.
The dude was a high school art teacher in like his real job, so.
Yeah, well, it's fine. But
I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Did you meet some interesting folks? I tried to disrupt your DC talk panel.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, so DC sucks.
That's pretty much what he did.
Are you talking about the band DC Talk?
No.
Are you down with the DC Talk? We're just two honks, and no, that's not politically correct now, DC Talk.
What?
They have a song that I'll play for you when it's over. Anyway,
that's okay. You don't have to do that.
Yeah. You'll want to hear it. No, these dudes were talking about DC television, and I was like, but this and but that. And they were like, Bachelor. And I was like, I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah, you insulted Gotham, and that dude runs like a Gotham podcast.
I don't think it was your cousin.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow. Gotham. Jada Pinkett Smith's horrible. So
she's not coming back for the second season.
It doesn't matter.
Did they kill her?
She tainted it.
Bishop Mooney.
Spoilers. I don't know. She may be dead.
I don't know. Did you see her while you were down in heck?
I don't know.
Yeah, you saw Will Smith's career.
I don't
want to
talk about that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, like I thought that the con was a lot of fun because Josh was like, you're going to be a talent fetcher. And I was like, that sounds fun.
Yes, and you did
that
rather
well. You had a fun job.
Yeah. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, 10 minutes before a panel, you go up to him and tell him, hey, you got 10 minutes before your panel. And then you go back later and you get him for that panel.
I need you to go wrangle Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
That was scary.
Make him do things.
As it should have been.
He was my favorite panel on Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was Saturday. Yeah, he was my favorite panel on Saturday.
It was a good panel, but you were all like, go tell him that he's got like 15, 20 minutes for his panel and then let him know you'll be back to get him. So yeah. I go up there to him and he's like, how long is this panel going to be? And I was like, I can go find out. And he goes, I only do 30 minute panels.
30
like,
minutes.
And
tops.
I'm telling you, like, I didn't take questions or anything. I cut it off because I was like, I don't want him to get upset. I was already like trying to round it off. That dude would have talked for an hour.
Yeah.
A lot to say.
Yeah. I think he might have been joking with me when he said it, but I mean, he's an intimidating guy.
He didn't
huge.
Look like he was joking.
And I was just like, oh my goodness, I don't want him.
He seemed like a cool dude.
30 minutes or he'll snap my neck.
Yeah. Like, he's going to kill me, guys. He's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm the one that came and told him 30 minutes. That's all he's got.
I knew like going into the beginning of it, I was like, I got to find some way to kind of jar this guy or loosen him up. So I messed up his name, which was brilliant. He was like, and he looked like all mad wrestling face. That was fun.
He's going to hit you.
You almost got choke slammed through a table.
I was going for that, and it didn't work. We didn't have time to get speared by Goldberg at Lexicon. because he speared people on out the door. There he goes. There's Goldberg.
You know
Goldberg.
What that's like, don't you, Matt?
I do. Yeah. He does.
It's painful.
Super fun.
Happy fun time. But my favorite panel was with James Leary, and I guess I can say that because I did them all.
He was really, really cool. Like,
oh, man. He's a great guy.
On the walk over there when I went and got him, because he was off in the like the opposite side of the room.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had like a good, you know, 3-4 minute talk going and then going back. Like, we talked again. I was like, hey, that was really interesting. And as I told him, I was like, look, I have no idea who you were. Like, my sister watched your show. She loved it. I had to record it every week on VCR.
Hulu.
And no, this is way before Hulu, sir. And he was like, oh, thanks, man. That's really cool. You know, tell her that I said thanks for watching and supporting him. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And I mean, he was just the nicest guy.
Well, Logan, you guys had already gone downstairs.
That's the guy from Buffy?
Yeah, the guy from Buffy.
The really weird
he played,
demon
like, Clem,
Logan.
I think was the name. He was
You guys had already gotten in the elevator, and Logan and Emily and I were standing there and was like, fine, we're just going to have to go down the stairs, I think. And turned around, and there he was. I was like, oh, you're James Leary. And I don't think that he
didn't know who he was. He was like, no, I don't. Yeah,
he obviously didn't know who I was. He was like, yes, Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm the host. We're going to be talking
later.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, we're going to have a little talk later. He's like, oh, great. What do you want to talk about? I was like, no, I don't know.
And then we all walk down the stairs together.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious that he went on a list of like people he didn't like to work with.
Godfried. He hates you, Godfried.
That was so funny.
It's weird that like the one person he really hates follows me on Twitter. I was like, yeah, he follows me on Twitter. I'll unfollow him.
Gilbert.
Now. Not Gilbert Godfried. A comedian. That was, wow. I'm glad we got that recorded.
Pretty good.
Anyway, so I thought it was fun. I'm glad you guys went. Our panel was pretty great. And we slaughtered people at karaoke.
I hope we get to go back next year.
Yeah. I think so. And I feel like.
For sure.
Well, the turnout was great.
I was going to say, did the guy that runs it that you know, was he okay with us being there?
I think so.
But it's fine.
Yeah. He wanted.
They loved us, James.
Yeah. They asked, they were like, you guys coming to the anime thing this weekend? I was like, no, it's just
The one in Memphis?
No, the one in Shreveport.
Shreveport, Louisiana. Oh, yeah.
So they said there's one in Memphis this weekend, too.
Yeah. Well, that's not where I'll be running my mouth. I'll be running my mouth at the Bossier City Convention Center in Shreveport, Bossier City for AnimeCon. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
Huge anime community there. I'm really excited about it. So it's going to be fun. But yeah, it was good. Good times. All right. We want to hear from you. Did you go to Mississippi Comic Con?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Well, tell us you did on Twitter, dummy.
Okay.
Go
do it.
Go. I think I know somebody's going to say something about it on Twitter. Country Tim.
We got to get on the tweets.
Everybody who's listening, you need to follow Country Tim on Twitter.
Yeah. Country Tim 101.
My goal.
And I heard that was GD.
Yeah. And go follow him. I heard that was GD.
Get him more followers than real Tim.
Yeah. That
Actual
would be great.
Tim.
Actual Tim's what I done called him. My goal while Murphy was on vacation this week was to get on the radio there, but I didn't. I just didn't have time to mess with it. But at Country Tim 101. Yeah. He said today. There ain't no new ad. I heard that was GD this week because that Tim Murphy 101 is on vacation. Don't reckon I like that actual Tim. And I said to him on his birthday, Tim's birthday was last week. You and me that's not all that different. Actual Tim, except for the family and job thing. And Country Tim has a sweet Realic JD Shellnut t-shirt on
for that Chief I think we Police. Should sell.
I will say this. I really think the I heard that was good t-shirts were sweet.
They were awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I want some of those.
I want a Just Us Geeks onesie.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
It would just be.
I do want a shirt. Do they have more?
No, but I think they should sell them.
They should. Buy one.
Yeah,
I would buy one too.
I won't buy one, but they can give me one.
Yeah, yeah. They should give them to us, and we'll talk about
them. Because we're cool.
I'm just saying, like, we'll wear it around here.
I think it would be funny if, like, James or I wore Murphy's shirt that's, like, teeny tiny that Matt could wear.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. I mean, if I wear that shirt in Kentucky, they're going to get new, listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we should do that. We should get them to do shirts. I think we need new shirts too. Like we need actual shirts like that.
Yes, because I hate the ones we have to wear.
I do too.
What you came up with? I wear that shirt once a week.
I'm over it.
Every time I go to a different location for work, I wear that shirt.
I think it's too much. It's great for LexCon because it like drew your attention to the shirt.
Yeah,
and it always works. It worked this year just like it's worked the past 3 years. But like we need some shirts like that for just everyday geekery. Yeah. I think so.
I liked their minimalist.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I heard those shirts were good.
I heard they were better than the podcast. Oh. They're definitely better than
Love the Sick. Alternative sketch for this week instead of Chester was we wanted to do a Country Tim and Country Carson episode of I Heard That Was Good.
We were going to do that, and then we found out that Matt wasn't dead.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Surprise.
Not
dead. Still alive.
All righty.
That was good, Chester.
Thank you. I'll never do it again.
Let's do this real quick.
Okay.
Let's talk about some San Diego Comic-Con real fast.
Good, because I don't know what's going on.
Real fast.
I can tell you. Well, primarily what I want to talk about, by the time you hear this, you'll be able to... Well, I guess in the podcast this week, I'll include the link to the Season 9 trailer of Doctor Who that just looks friggin' phenomenal. I mean, it looks like a movie trailer. It looks that good.
And
I cannot believe it's a TV show.
Yeah, they do.
And no one cared.
Matt Smith turned me away from Doctor Who.
Then you'll love Peter Capaldi. He's amazing.
When they get Peter Dinklage, then I'll love it.
This would be the best Doctor Who ever.
That's Doctor Who Jr.
Speaking of Peter Dinklage, how far are you in Game of Thrones?
I haven't made a new, hadn't made it to the next season. So I had to work last
You're waiting
week.
On four?
I'm going to do four. Hopefully I'll do four on Sunday.
Okay.
Well, the big news at Comic-Con so far that's really come out is all DC related. DC is taking full advantage of the fact that Marvel is not making an appearance. They did this really awesome thing where they took all of the costumes from Batman v Superman and put them on display. So like you can go up and like between me and Logan, but I mean like they've got them behind glass, obviously. But like you can get a full 360 view of
the new bat,
the armored bat suit, the Wonder Woman suit, Aquaman. I mean, it's incredible. Like, I read somewhere today where people are saying that DC is going to steal the show. This is a game changer for them.
Batman, this is the place to do it. San Diego Comic Con. That's like the biggest one in the states, right? Well,
yeah. I mean, they've gotten a lot of flack for not showing much. I have a feeling that by the time the show's over, we'll see a lot more Batman v Superman. But their strategy.
You think a new trailer?
I'm thinking like full on, we get to see Bat and Supes go at it.
You think I don't think they're going to spoil that.
I think they're going to give you a tease.
They're going to do the thing where they run at each other and then logo.
Yeah, that's
I think
fine.
They've learned from Marvel and they don't want to show their entire hand for the next
years. Maybe that's true because that's what blew Avengers for me. Ultron was like, I've seen all of this.
I know this is abridged. This is not.
Yeah. I don't know. But what I've seen out of it looks incredible. The suits look really great. DC's getting some momentum, you know.
I just think the movie's still going to be bloated and overcrowded, though. Like, it looks good, but when you see all that together,
I'm really hoping that all that other stuff is just like into the movie cameos.
Me too.
Like, they're not going to be big intricate.
When
parts.
Superman's like, "I need to protect the world," and Batman's like, "You have my batarang," and Wonder Woman's like, "You have my lasso."
No,
Aquaman rides out of the ocean and my trident
and my dolphin.
Thanks, Chester.
Okay,
but
That'd be awesome if Chester was a part of the Justice League.
You've given me an idea.
The Corn Dog League.
It'll be.
You've given me
sausage.
Two ideas.
You've said too much.
You're giving away all our ideas. But
we just talked
like,
about this.
I'm feeling better about it. Like I'm thinking Suicide Squad was going to be pretty great anyway.
Yeah, that one looks pretty interesting.
But knowing that Suicide Squad has the potential to be a great film,
not watching anything about any of these movies.
Well, don't.
I don't want to overhype it in my head.
Yeah,
I'm terrified. I'm going to overhype it in my head, and then it's just going to be.
Well. Also, great news is coming out, and this kind of movie news too, is that Batfleck's doing what?
Oh, yeah. Batman is going to get his own solo feature, and it's going to be written by Ben Affleck and Jeff Johns.
You want Batman?
Who is Jeff Johns?
Yeah. Jeff Johns, I think they're still working on Batman Earth 1, which is a great, great book. But did a lot of Batman writing, and then a couple years ago, he became like a bridge person between DC and Warner Brothers, and he's just been kind of like giving them Warner Brothers information about characters and like different parts that they could use and how to make it cohesive into a universe, and now he's finally going to just write a movie, and I was like, this is great, because this man knows everything about modern Batman.
Yeah, he really does. And, you know, they have a great... I mean, I think Affleck is a great choice with...
I think so, too. Everybody... Like, my wife was just like... Whenever I told her, I was like, Ben Affleck's going to be Batman. And I was like, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago almost, when we found that out? And she was just like, well, that's terrible. And I was like, no, Batman could play anything. I mean, Ben Affleck could play anything. He's going to be great. And Becca, like my wife, she was trying to turn it around on me like a couple months later. She was like, no, you said it was going to be terrible. I said, no.
No.
I said, he's going to be amazing.
He wouldn't do it if it was going to be terrible.
And I mean,
I kind of agree.
If you look at him, he looks like a Bruce Wayne. Yeah. Just plain old Ben Affleck looks like a Bruce Wayne.
He does. And especially with the Dark Knight Returns sort of aspect they're going with. Older Batman, you know.
I am super hyped.
Yeah.
To see him in the cape and cowl.
Me too. I'm really stoked, and I think he's going to be great in Batman v Superman. I think he'll steal the show. I'm even more excited that they're writing a movie, a standalone movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've got two guys who are great friends with, you know, Kevin Smith, who lives and breathes Batman.
Yeah.
It'll be done right.
I'm thinking that the Bat will be better than most of the Marvel movies combined.
And isn't that the name? Like, it's going to be just called The Batman?
The Bat.
Or is it going to be The Bat?
I think it's just The Bat. Maybe it is The Batman.
I think it's The Batman.
Okay.
But they're going to actually go with the Batman.
That's a terrible title.
They're going to go with the actual Batman name, because they don't call him Batman. They call him the Batman.
The Batman, yeah.
In the comic, you know, lore. So
be the Batman.
Well, it's just great timing for them. I know that Arkham Knight had a bad PC release, but man, people are loving it on, you know, consoles.
It's a really good game.
3% done now.
Oh, are you? So you've gotten to the second screen. I am 82% done.
I'm midway through the Ace Chemical.
Oh, you'll get there.
Yeah. I just, you know, I only have like a couple of hours one day a week to play.
So. See, I do too, but I end up devoting way more than that.
Do you think
that.
There's too much to do in that game?
No.
It's not that there's too much to do. I just don't have time. So
this is Sunday afternoons, I ran into that with Witcher.
Sunday afternoons, I get to sit down for a couple of hours and play, and then that's it. I have to wait till next Sunday.
What I have found, Matt, is that, like, this is the first game I've ever really wanted to 100%. I won't say first game, but the first game in quite a while. You can get an ending to the game, and we're not going to spoil it. But then if you 100% the game, you get the full ending to the game.
What's it called? The Nightfall?
Well, you beat the main storyline, and it unlocks an option to end the game.
Well, you beat the main storyline, and it tells you have to do this. You have to do these things to end the game. You know, to give you that option. Like, you beat Scarecrow, and then it's, oh, you need to do this, this, and this to activate the Nightfall.
You can do that. You can activate Nightfall without doing 100%.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a bonus that if you do 100%.
If you 100%, they give you the actual ending to the game. It's super fun.
Which is the trailer for the new Kingdom Hearts game.
No.
That'd be cool, though.
So you'll only get to 99.9%, and Riddler is just like standing up there with a trophy that you
gotta find all those.
He put
Dalmatians.
A trophy out in the ocean that you can't get to.
Yeah. I can't swim.
I need the Batmobile.
No, you don't. You do not. No. You need Batmobile 2 is what you need.
I'm enjoying the Batmobile.
I heard by the end of the game when you've done it a million times.
You won't when you have to fight Arkham Knight in the Batmobile in the most infuriating fight of all time.
Twice.
You have to beat him and then beat him again. It's fun. But I just think DC's riding it high right now. They might as well. You know,
Shows are killing it.
There's rumblings that
Tom Welling is coming back as Clark Kent for The Flash.
Yeah, that's
that'd be, I guess, cool for people.
Tom Welling is one of the best Clark Kent Superman.
Well, I mean, Smallville was huge.
He was never Superman.
You know, he was just Clark Kent.
I just never could get into Smallville.
It's so good.
There's a lot of people that love it.
So
that whole, and that was my point in that panel that I tried to shut down, was that that is my major fault with DC. They're not doing.
You're trying to get me out of there early. I appreciate that.
They're not playing well with others. You know, they have two totally separate universes going on at once.
Yep.
And it's just, I don't know how that's going to work. It's really all going to depend on how these next two movies
The problem is you can't pay Ben Affleck enough to appear on a television show.
But you don't have to put Ben Affleck in a television show.
You can put television guy in a movie.
Yeah. You can do that, but you can also, you know, do quality like Daredevil, you know.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daredevil.
There you
so
go.
Good.
So, I mean, I don't know. But I think DC's going to come out of this thing riding it high. So,
tell you what I'm looking forward to.
What's that?
At Comic-Con is Kevin Smith's panel.
Yeah.
He is going to show the first trailer for Yoga Hosers.
Really?
Yep.
That'll be interesting.
I'm interested to see what he's got cooked up for it.
There's just so much happening at Comic-Con. Like, people always ask, well, don't you, you know, do you think you miss anything by not going to Comic-Con? No.
No.
No. Because
they stream all the panels online.
Yeah, and it's not even comic centered anymore.
Like it's just like E3. It's a lot more
pop culture. Yeah.
You'd go to Comic-Con basically to shop. It's a big like glorified shopping mall actually going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's a fun time, but I think
you get all the goods, but you don't have to spend the money to travel. Exactly. And
oh, those Comic-Con exclusives. There. Like,
shut up. Don't talk about really it. Nice. I love Comic-Con exclusives. I've got some good Comic-Con exclusives. Anyway, I think it's going to be, I think DC's coming out of this really, really well. I'm interested to see what else, because you know there are always surprises. So we'll see what's coming on out of there.
All DC. Right.
DC, the way to be. Mr. Stratton, you got a little bit of movie news?
Sure, why not?
Just a tiny bit.
Tiny movies. Tiny, I'm going to put them movie. In
little
your tiny
bitty movies. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you guys about the Urban Cowboy TV show.
What about the Urban Cowboy TV show?
Because that's not a movie.
Fox has greenlit an Urban Cowboy TV show.
That they'll cancel in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Half a season.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to tell you guys was about Ben Affleck. Actually, in November, he is slated to start production on his movie Live by Night. Which is another Batman movie.
Live by Nightfall.
It's not a Batman movie, but it's
Robin movie.
Did Nightwing. Anybody watch Gone Baby Gone? Anybody remember that movie?
Gone Girl was so good.
Not Gone Girl, Gone Baby Gone. Yeah, Casey Affleck.
Yes.
Well, it's the Live by Night is another book based on the guy that wrote Gone Baby Gone. It's one of his
books.
And so it just looks really good. And, you know, it'd be nice having another Ben Affleck directed feature, because his movies, I'm sorry, every one of his movies that he's directed have been amazing.
Gold.
I think the only one I've seen is The Town, which I was really impressed with.
You should definitely check out Argo.
Argo's really good.
I haven't seen Argo.
Like, he won for best, he didn't win best director, but he won best picture for it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Argo.
I don't even think he got nominated, did he? I think that he got hosed out of that.
Yeah, he got the hosed.
He won Golden Globe. I don't know if he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. In his personal life, he's not doing so well right now, but professionally, he is killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Killing it.
He's doing well.
Duncan Jones. Does anybody know who that is?
Nope.
Directed Moon.
Nope. Oh, Moon. Yeah. Moon
Source Code.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing the Warcraft movie.
Oh, really?
It's finished. It's about finished. He said he's got 10 more visual effects shots to do, and it'll be done. Movie doesn't come out till next June, so he's going to be tweaking on it and working on it. So it should be a very polished.
So about the Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be? Like, what timeline in the Warcraft universe is this going to be?
I don't know.
Is this going to be Warcraft 3?
Will I have to pay a monthly fee to go see the movie?
You're going to have to pay $15 a month to your local theater chain.
Sweatpants only.
Because if this is the story of Warcraft 3, it's going to be fantastic.
See, they've not
Is it going to be just orcs versus humans?
They've not said anything about what the plot's going to be.
Good.
But,
good. I don't want to know. I don't even know why I asked that question.
Can I bring Doritos and Mountain Dew into the theater?
But
Mountain Dew.
They said that with the film not opening until June of next year, Jones hopes to shoot his passion project Mute sometime soon. That way, when Warcraft opens, he can immediately turn his attention to a sequel.
Nice.
So he's gonna hopefully jump straight from, you know, with the release of Warcraft into production on Warcraft 2.
You think it's gonna be sequel worthy though?
Yes, because a lot of people will go watch
very
this
true.
Movie.
People are already paying $15 a month. They'll pay $12 for a movie.
They'll go see it. I'm going to go see it.
We know you're going to go see it.
Hopefully they'll kill their raid leader.
Well, I mean,
in the most epic way of all time.
I'm really good at that. Hey, guys, I may have grabbed a Corehound. I don't know. Pick it up.
Jones.
Loot the dog.
Jones and some of the Blizzard guys have already started storyboarding for a sequel. So they're already working on it.
Well, they're smart.
We're already rolling in money, guys.
Yeah. Not that we need any more. Yeah. I'll be interested to see how they do with that.
That's all I got.
Yeah. There's a crazy amount of stuff they could do with it. So.
Oh, yeah. They could go anywhere. They could focus on any different aspect of that universe and make a movie out of it. Like, make three movies
out of it. They should probably start with just, like, orcs versus humans.
Yeah. Probably.
They could show us a world.
Yeah, they could.
Where we beat people in the dungeons.
Is it going to be all CG?
It has to be.
I don't know if it's going to be, like, a hybrid movie or not. Like I said, they've not shown anything except a logo.
Yeah. And it comes out in a logo.
And it comes out in a weird like, mini trailer of the Griffin flying over Azeroth.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, we don't know what the story is. We don't. I'm sure probably by like December of this year, like Christmas, we'll get a trailer for it.
I want to see Thrall the War Chief.
I want to see Leroy Jenkins.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Leroy Jenkins.
He's gonna be in it. He's gonna have a cameo.
Like they said that Leroy Jenkins could possibly have a cameo in
then
it.
Then it's gotta be the World of Warcraft.
At least I have chicken.
At least I have chicken.
No.
This is Leroy. Anyway.
Leroy Jenkins.
Anyway, I'm done.
But
Warcraft movie.
It's gonna happen.
Finally. They've been working on it for like 15 years.
Yeah. Now that the game's pretty much over.
It's going to be good. It's never going to be over.
Ant-Man's next week.
Are we...
I'm excited about
Ant-Man.
Yeah,
let's do Ant-Man next week. And let's right here say, let's give it a grade, like A, B, C, D, or an F. What do you give it, James? What do you think it's going to be?
I'm thinking it's going to be a solid B.
Okay. What about you, Logan?
Solid B.
I'm going to say B plus to A minus. Right in that range.
Matthew?
A plus, because I love Paul
because
Rudd.
Because you're I love Paul Rudd, too.
There is no A plus. I'm sorry. It's and, A know, and
the,
A minus.
I don't know how much of the original script
there's
is going to
be bonus
in,
questions,
in
so
the
yes,
movie.
There will be an A plus.
Yeah, see, I highly doubt this is going to look anything like Edgar Wright, which
I mean, I
blows.
Love Edgar Wright, but I
Me
mean,
too.
Paul Rudd, like he was the person that did most of the rewrites, so... Could be good.
It's gonna be an A plus.
I love Paul Rudd. I'm gonna give it a C.
I'll go on record
You're
right
going
now.
For the C?
It's gonna I'm be
going,
a smiley face sticker.
Yeah.
I'm gonna good job.
I'm gonna
sticker.
Say it's like that thin line of almost to be probably a C.
Will Marvel have to take it home to their parents to sign?
Yes.
No. I think you can get away with just bringing it
forging,
back tomorrow.
Forging
yeah,
a signature.
With the forging. I don't know. I was kind of like you with DC about Guardians, but I want this to be good, but I think that they...
Just, and it will be.
Don't build it up in your head.
Well,
just
I think that they could
no
have just not... They could have just totally done the rest of their series without Ant-Man. You know, it's too late for Ant-Man.
Well, why not? They're going to throw in all the other obscure characters next year.
They're
the
doing,
year after,
they're doing 56 movies next year.
Yeah. And none of them have Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh, that's going to be
the Fantastic Four.
The hook. That's how they're going to get you to go see Ant-Man so you can watch the shawarma. It's got Spider-Man.
The
it's going to lead up
of
to Civil War.
The trailer is going to have... No, it's not going to be a lead up. I think they said they just pulled a scene that they filmed.
Yeah, like the only scene they filmed of him.
Yeah, they're going to have a scene filmed of Civil War, and that's going to be the scene at the end of the movie.
I bet it's going to be Cap and Iron Man glaring at each other.
Yeah.
You can't make me register, you boob. Anyway.
Yes, I can.
Spider-Man's going to be like, stop, guys.
Stop.
Guys, can't we all just get along?
I'm angsty and a teen.
Yes, you are, Josh.
I'm an angsty teen.
I have an exam tomorrow.
Oh, nuts. How those Mad Cats controllers from Heck doing you over there?
I can manage.
You can manage Mad Cats.
Logan. Manage cats.
He's a cat manager.
Mediocre cats.
Mediocre cats.
I'm the cat manager.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead,
Mad
Logan.
Cats, none of their trucks work right.
They're so mad. You knocked all your passes off into the floor. You must not want to.
Son of a.
You must not want to go to Slug. Logan, what's your jam, Logan?
I'll get them later.
Two jams.
Only one jam.
Okay.
Only one jam.
Then I'll pick the best one. I've been systematically going through on Arkham Knight and destroying all of Dylan's scores.
Hold on.
I was hoping you were going to say something about that.
It's amazing.
Has he said anything to you?
No, he has one.
I don't think he knows yet, but I sent you guys the picture where tripled his combat scores.
We had that whole, you know...
The douche knight.
The douche
is what
knight.
We called you. You're now the douche knight.
But yeah, that's been fun.
Because I was like, that's a douche move, Logan.
Yeah. Oh,
we can say douche?
I guess.
He's a douche.
I'm going to be the donut.
Well, that changes everything.
Matt's like, now that I'm back from Heck, how can I work douche into every sentence on the podcast?
So, sorry, not sorry, Dylan.
Did you not get it out of your system for part one of our episode when I heard that was good? We know James did.
I said it once.
I held back. I really held back.
And it was a quote.
Yeah.
You did use air quotes.
We both quoted.
They were rock quotes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Rock quotes.
Logan, did you have a jam?
Yeah, what's your real
jam? What was your jam?
I don't know. The Logan. Dylan thing has become my jam now. Said it aloud.
That's fine. It can be.
What next?
What was your other one?
Oh, I've started playing an online game again that I used to play, Ragnarok.
Yay,
online.
Tell us about it.
Matt, what's your jam? Online love. He's got online love.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Nobody Cares.
Ragnarok Online.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I thought about playing that years ago, but I never did.
And then he didn't because he's cooler than that.
That's a true story.
Matt, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is the Slugburger Festival that I lost all my passes for on the floor right
now
there.
Now explain to everybody what the Slugburger Festival is.
The Slugburger Festival is a local fair thing that
big,
we do.
Big fat fried food.
It's a lot of good food, rides.
It's actually music. It's actually just always go for the beer.
It's good. Yeah, there's an entertainment section and there's a riding section.
Fun fact for you.
There's a mechanical bull.
My wife's great-grandfather invented the Slugburger.
Really?
No yes. way.
Everyone's yes. wife's great-grandfather invented the Slugburger, James.
No. Yeah, sure.
Well, it is this area, so it's, we're no, it's probably everyone's related.
The guy that invented its last name is Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
My yeah.
And wife. Nobody was named Jackson back then.
No, supposedly.
I'm just telling you what
Jackson.
What my wife's
conspiracy theory about this is.
My father-in-law told me that they have the original recipe.
Oh. Wow.
This kind of sounds like a Meet the Fuckers kind of scenario they've worked you into, James.
We're in the circle of trust.
You just think you're in the circle of trust.
I'm in the Slug Burger of trust.
Spunk Monkeys Friday night.
I love Slug Burgers.
You can't say Spunk Monkeys.
You
Why
can.
Not?
That's the name of their band.
It's the name
got
of the
a
band.
Lot of spunk, man.
Yeah, Spunk Monkeys.
I love Slug Burgers, but since I've started to not eat things like that. Like, I went down to the area today to take them some more passes and to check on.
He went down
stuff.
To the area.
Yeah, he did.
Way down yonder.
Over yonder.
Okay,
ways.
You were telling since you've become a weak person. What's a?
Yeah, no, I'm actually very strong. Anyway, so like they were cooking up the slug
very
burgers.
Strong.
And very like strong. I just got a whiff of it as I was walking by, and I thought. That's the grease from last year. You can smell it.
Well, yeah, that's the only way it tastes good.
Yeah,
that's why. Keep it.
That's why y'all eat Barham slug burgers. You see, they use the same grease for 400 years.
It's and true. The service is terrible.
That's also true.
That is the truth. The
Borums, though, is slammed from 11 to 2 when they close.
Yeah. Like, you just don't go in there on Saturday if you're from Alcorn County.
You call it in.
Yeah, you do. Just pick it up. I love slug burgers. Oh, my God.
Does James get a jam of the week?
Yeah, James has a jam. That wasn't my jam.
What you got?
I started watching an HBO original show called Ballers.
Yeah, The Rock, baby.
The Rock.
And I'm enjoying the crap out of
it. It's great.
I wanted to watch that.
I like it better than I do True Detective.
I've watched the first two episodes. I've not made it to episode 3 yet. And then I think, fourth is the Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 30-minute shows, easy to digest.
He's flipping great, good. Man.
No
he's,
reading.
He's awesome.
So no it's a comedy?
Reading.
It's a kind of like a dark comedy. It's more like a real life. It's
kind of like Breaking Bad, where they didn't know where they wanted to go with it at first, and they'll get there. But it's awesome. He's great.
He's really good.
Yeah, dude is a super talented actor. He really is.
Big Trouble, Little China.
I was just scrolling through HBO Go this morning and saw it, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to give this."
You should check out The Brink too.
I've
Tim Robbins,
that,
Jack Black,
and that's probably going to be next.
Have you ever watched Game of Thrones? I don't know if you
Game of Thrones.
Yes, Matt. I'm going to start season 4 this weekend.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it already. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry.
What's my jam?
Puking up slug burgers.
No, I was.
Yeah, I'll see you on Friday.
No,
I'll be in Shreveport.
Stain. When you hear this, I'll be in Shreveport. So I will say probably Arkham Knight's really been my jam because it's like two nights this week I just kind of fell asleep mid Batman glide. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That doesn't say much about it.
Well,
it
does that. Like I played so long that
so
I
late.
Literally could not
playing it till like 2:30 in the morning.
I've done that. I've done that with Diablo 3.
Oh man,
several
did you do that with
times.
Warcraft.
Well, hey, did you ever finish that?
Yes.
Last weekend.
No, I still have. I've still got like 30 more bounties to do.
Last weekend, whilst you were in Heck, I just played that. Like Friday night, I played it until like 4 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Then Saturday night, I played it until like 3 a.m. on Sunday. Yeah. Because I've just gotten really obsessed with trying to 100% it.
It's a lot of fun. I've already 100%ed it.
How many Riddler trophies are there?
234.
Yeah.
No, 243.
Yeah,
you can have it.
Yeah, I've only gotten 15 of them. That's what I'm doing last.
Save it for last.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then I'm on a strategy guide. So.
Weak. I'm sorry, mediocre.
You know what? My jam is also we don't take breaks. We always do new content every week at
JusticeGeeks.com. Yeah.
Country Tim's not going to like that one bit. That twerk for Country Tim.
All right. Well, that'll about do it. Matt's not dead anymore.
I don't know how I feel about reacting to that.
Matt's not dead anymore. He's done back from heck.
Yeah. Matt, I'm back.
Matt.
It's good to be back.
Congratulations.
I missed you guys.
Are we going to tell everybody why we did all this?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because he did.
We don't. There's no explanation.
Yeah. Besides the fact that he died.
We wanted to kill Matt, but we didn't want to actually kill Matt.
No. And I wanted to die.
Yeah, and so there it
but
was.
But he didn't actually want to die.
But I didn't actually want to die.
No, but he's back from heck.
Yay.
We should have.
Thanks, Chester.
Everything's back to normal.
We should have used
this. Yes.
Sure.
We should have used Back in Black, I guess, but we didn't.
But we chose this one, which is better.
It's better. It's Highway to Heck.
Highway to Heck.
Highway to Heck.
Yeah.
It's the Kids Bops version.
Yeah.
Highway to Heck.
Make sure you keep checking out.
Enunciation.
Yeah. It's creepy. Their diction is. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JusticeGeeks.com.
Hey.
JusticeGeeks.com.
Oh, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Twitter @JusticeGeeks. Go check out our Periscope video of Logan and I unboxing the loot crates.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. And Matt was dead. And go see.
Matt doesn't get it.
But I got this sweet mouse pad.
Yeah. So go see our thoughts on the mouse pad and go check out Matt's karaoke video. Here we go.
I'm on a highway to heck.
To heck.
Highway to heck.
I can't say heck.
Highway to heck.
What about my toaster targets?
Those are sweet. I like those.
Yeah.
We opened that and Logan was like, oh, God, Matt will love these. But he's dead. He was like, oh, Matt will love these. And I was like, you idiot. He's in heck. So
he's back.
So you're going to shoot one of those up?
No.
I'm not going to shoot them.
I got guns.
We can go shoot them.
You could put one in your home and one in your trough. It works.
Your trough.
My trough.
Put it right over your computer screen.
I'm really
both of these.
You digging that?
I'm really liking this Terminator skull.
When we opened it, I was like, "Oh,
your Nader skull."
Nader skull.
Your Tater skull.
Give me my Termy skull.
Gross.
I like this keychain a lot.
I'm on a highway. Yeah.
Way to heck. That's the title of this episode. Highway to heck.
Highway to heck.
It's going to be the yellow brick road, but red.
It's good.
Maybe. I don't know.
There was a red brick road, though. Remember, they spiraled together.
All bricks are red,
that's
idiot.
True.
Painted red.
They're super red.
Not all bricks are created equal,
ultra
Josh.
Ultra red.
Hey, in this country, everything is nowadays.
In this country.
But not in this county.
In this country, a red brick and a yellow brick can get married.
Oh. Two red bricks can get married?
Yeah. Two red bricks can get married. Two yellow bricks can get married.
Some people do bricks for podcasts that last too long. Not us, though. We're not ever going to do a two-hour podcast. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. A what podcast?
Two-hour podcast.
2 hours.
Highway to heck. Highway to heck.
Tim Countries. Highway to heck. Country Tim's.
Tim Country.
Tim Country.
Tim Country's. It's Tim Country. Country Tim.
His name is Tim Murphy.
Murphy.
Country Tim Murphy.
He's got that R in there.
I think Country Tim needs to be on the radio.
I think he does too.
Yeah.
I think that's his calling.
I think actual Tim needs to fix that up.
And we need reelect JD Shellnut t-shirts.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.